Hey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another live edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Yes, I said live because recording this on the same day, this will come out around lunch hour. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports this week in the MHK episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast here. I am going to get straight on into it because I don't have very much time on my hands. Got to get out to the cold facility yet again and work, obviously. But yes, tonight, West Virginia going down, and we don't have to explain what happened Saturday night, obviously. Go Power Cat podcast, spot on. Even before I listened to it, that was an embarrassment. Embarrassment, whatever you want to call that. You let your rival celebrate in your home floor, and I'm going to have to explain more now on the EG3, on the next episode of EG3 podcast, since there's no football going on this weekend. Right? So there's that. So again, shameless plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. The EG3 podcast came with an episode last night on Monday nights. Go check it out. And I'm going to sprinkle in bonus content throughout the year. That is the plan, just like I did the week prior to that. So you want to go check that out, the latest episode on that. Same feed as you get your same feed as this K-State podcast. Yeah, so West Virginia tonight, no confidence to win this game. So there's that. I don't know. There's too many issues. Well, we solved one of them. Due to the way it went down, but football has new coaches, obviously, Colin Klein, and all of that, and they've been aggressive. Why, we've documented that on this podcast, so there's that. And basketball, you don't know who's going to show up here tonight. So I don't expect them to win a game, but you will expect a postcast from this podcast anyway. So there's that. So what's we doing tonight? We'll check back in with the standings here. I'll come back to that here in just a second. Nothing tomorrow. Then Thursday, women's basketball also coming off a beatdown against Kansas. That postcast will come out tonight. So they will host Colorado, and they'll try to bounce back, right? And we don't know, again, Tess Heel. When the Tess Heel news came out, I'm like, what the hell is going on? But then I kind of understood it. But hopefully they'll let her back in. Because this K-State team needs. They need. I stated this all year long with this roller coaster ride. They need a third. Well, Tess Hill has started to rise up a little bit here in the last 7 weeks before that suspension. Unexpected suspension. Let's put it like that there. So, you know. We'll see. I'm hopeful. Cross fingers, pray that she gets reinstated back in here after what went down. Because Lord knows this team needs her on the floor. The leadership there. She has really played well. Seriously, last month or so now. And they missed her. They missed her in Lawrence there. They missed a lot of production. Tess Hill not on the floor. Natasha Klaus didn't play very well in the game, only 5 points. She usually scores about 15 to 16 points a game. You didn't get that from her. So that could have been a close game, maybe even closer than it was. Right, but say you got ran out of the gym in the second quarter of that game. Again, that postcast come out tonight. But yeah, Colorado Thursday night, and then you turn the page to Friday, and we'll look ahead a little bit. Do your preview on the De La Stas Invitational for Indoor Track and Field, baby. Coming back to the schedule after they just got done completing the Thane Baker Invitational 2 weeks ago for the indoor track and field team. Travis Schofert, the director slash head coach of the men's, women's track and field indoor and outdoor teams. They're back in action to Las Dos Invitational on Friday. Nothing Saturday. And I'm going to be backtrack again real quick. Before that, there's no time, but tennis resumes action against Clemson. They're hosting Clemson. I will resume that. It will be indoors near, and I forget now, obviously, forgive me, and I forget the indoor facility in Manhattan, Kansas, they're going to be in, but I'm pretty sure that is all across the board. They got hit with a lot of snow. Of course, we all did around the Midwest as well. It's the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer in the building on this live edition on Tuesday, January 27th, 2026. Again, it's your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, appreciate you for taking out this podcast. Yes, I said live because recording this, I've been on a roll recording same day content. This will come out in around lunchtime, and then expect a postcast from, I already recorded it, but expect the postcast from the women's side of things during the Dillon Sunflower Showdown weekend, which none of the teams did not win, unlike the fall semester, right? So we got our ass beat. There's no way around that there as well. So we got our ass handed to us there as well. So yeah, Clemson on Friday. So you got the tennis team playing indoor. We'll be indoors, obviously. I don't see. Let's make common sense here in 12 degree ass weather or lower, like negative 19 in Sedalia. Are you serious? Saw that last night on the news. Yeah, it felt, yeah. I mean, you couldn't even touch anything because if you touch something like cold, yeah, your hands are done. Yeah, so, and then, of course, yeah, we already mentioned the Lost Dos Invitational there. And, of course, yes, you refresh this podcast. We cover all things K-State sports, football, all the way to indoor track and field, plus rowing, women's rowing as well. So you will get some type of recap from the Lost Dos over the weekend, and which will actually lead into when the calendar turns Sunday, it'll be February. Oh, my goodness. Tennis, yep. Clemson comes to Manhattan. And then, actually, we got a busy Sunday on tap, speaking of which, there. And the return of women's golf. Yeah, women's golf, obviously, they were busy in the last fall semester. So they pick up right, they start their winter/spring season on Sunday. The Puerto Rico Classic, and you obviously y'all know where you're playing at. I don't have to even tell y'all that twice. Puerto Rico, well, I just did. Puerto Rico Classic Sunday. So, oh man, it's been a minute. yeah. So the women's golf, we doing that. Oh boy, I'm drawing a blank. Yeah. So I'll bet you're back to that in a minute. Men's basketball. So yeah, doubleheader on Sunday with basketball. So Iowa State for the men first. In Brahma's Coliseum, that is a 1 o'clock tip. And whew, so Iowa State, you got them in, so Farmageddon in Manhattan. We'll see what this team has any fight in them left. I know I'm calling it. I know there's still games left. But after seeing that mess in the last 10 minutes against Kansas, which was 19th ranked Kansas at the time, and they somehow moved up a bunch of spots. I don't understand it. It's terrible. It's terrible. But anyways, Iowa State comes to Manhattan on Sunday. So you're going to get basketball on Sunday. Woo! So there's that there as well. So if anybody is going to go to the men's game, it's at 1 o'clock there. And then the women's team, Jeff Mitty. Oh, there. I got it back. I'll come back to that in a second. But yes, women's basketball. We'll be on the road in Tempe, and I believe they're going to be doing that Arizona road trip as well here. Arizona State is first, 3 o'clock tip there. They're going to be in Tempe there. That's at 3 o'clock, and that is the last game there. So kind of busy weekend for K-State Athletics. Well, take away Saturday because there's nothing Saturday. Well, that kind of makes sense. So we got the first day of the month of February, three athletic teams of K-State will be in action in Puerto Rico, and that's actually going to continue in the Monday for the women's golf team. And I did that; my memory did come back for a little bit. Stubert, head coach of the women's golf team. Yep, we leading that squad down there. Oh, so they're going to be enjoying some nice ass weather, and they should. That's a 2-day event. Puerto Rico Classic. Again, we will talk about that. We'll recap both of those days for you here on this show. And, of course, we'll have you covered on the postcast there. Oh, and it kind of makes sense because, yeah, there's no football this weekend. So we have to put up with basketball in the way that these two teams have been trending, especially with men's basketball. Now, women, you don't know what you're going to get from them because they've been teetering. So both teams really teetering at the 500 mark. The men just hit there, and they might be under 500 by the time this week. It's over. It's over. My goodness. So there's that. And I'm going to actually, we're going to check in with the men's only. And we'll come back to the women at some point later on in the week. This is Eddie Greer, host of this other K-State podcast, the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports here. Standings heading into the week. Arizona still unbeaten. They beat BYU last night. So Arizona still number one. So again, they're trying to go wide to water. Looks like I might jinx them. We'll see about that. They might go water to water in the regular season. 8-0, and now the only unbeaten team in the Big 12. And you're followed by 2-1 lost teams in the conference in Texas Tech and Houston. Iowa State, BYU, and Kansas all sit at 5-2. And then the next tier, you have UCF and West Virginia. K-State's opponent tonight at 4-3. TCU, lone 3-4 team there. Others, Colorado, Arizona State, Cincinnati at 2-5. Baylor, K-State, and Utah. Utah and Houston has almost about the same logo. I'm going to throw that excuse out there. Utah, Baylor, K-State, and Utah, 1-6. Yeah, 1-6 there. And there's just no, again, K-State has had plenty of opportunities to win games this year, and they've self-destructed down the stretch for whatever reason, whether it's can't foul without fouling late, or just giving up games late, or giving up on your home floor in front of your home fans against an in-state rival. We talk about it all year long in the show. There's issues. There's clearly issues there. And like I said, this might be the bottom of the barrier. So Groundhog Day. Speaking of February, Groundhog Day is next month. So they might be digging themselves in a deep, 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 deep hole there before too long. K-State, again, I have no confidence they'll beat West Virginia tonight. Unless proven otherwise, right? So we'll see about that. I mean, if you don't get pissed off about not showing fight, I don't know what is after that your in-state rival just laid it to you and they're doing all that celebrating and whatnot. I'm old school, baby. And at this point, well, outside of podcasts, I'm ready to throw down. But anyways, that's just another conversation. That's another conversation there. But yeah, I'm old school. And yes, I understand that technology and whatnot, social media, we can sit in our comfort, in our cars, sofas, workspace, whatever it is, and talk trash and all that other stuff, right? But you can't say it, and y'all can't say it to anybody else in the face, right? am I right about that? You know what I'm saying? So again, when your rival or anything comes in your own place and beats you, and that's all that celebrating, and it flies on social media, and now it flies on social media. You see that? No response. Yeah, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. So, oh man, yeah, we'll have postcasts anyway. Again, this podcast, K-State's podcast, all things K-State sports, Pro Parts podcast, all things K-State sports, covering all things K-State sports. And luckily, we can cover other things besides that. But yeah, we'll have the postcast on this game. That we're gonna have three in a row. Looks like actually four in a row. Wait, this week is shaking out because we had a postcast last night, obviously, of the beatdown of us losing at home to KU in the fourth quarter, pretty much the fourth quarter of that game. Tonight, yeah, the women's postcast come out. Both of those were recorded on Sunday. You had this, whatever happens in West Virginia, going out tomorrow night, and then Colorado will be Friday. Well, four out of the five, because there's nothing tomorrow for K-State sports on Friday night. So yeah, we're catching a theme this week, and then we got other sports right on top of that there as well. So yeah, man, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out for sure. But yeah, I don't expect anything spectacular unless something starts changing, and it better change fast. But again, I'm not gonna expect that because, man, this team finds a way to give away games this year, and you are what you are at this point. In this K-State team, men's basketball team, 10-10 on a year tonight, going in they could fall to 500 for the first time all year. I'm surprised they're not even under 500 right now. 1-6. Yeah, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. And yeah, the crows are crowing even louder. I don't have to say anything else past that. So there you go on that. So, but anyways, before I go down a deeper rabbit hole, better. That's the weekend sports for Kent State Sports this week here on this cold, cold week. Again, I'm out tired of this cold weather in general already. Yes, already. So, stay warm. Do the best. Stay warm out there. And yeah, we'll be coming at you with episodes, obviously. I'll be sprinkling in some Transit Portal episodes there throughout the week. Sprinkle in as I did over the weekend. If you're subscribed to this podcast, you got to do that there as well. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast, All Things K-State Sports Daily Podcast. It's daily podcast there, All Things K-State Sports there as well. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pro Puncher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from, again, chilly in a cold, 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 cold Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, All Things K-State Sports with Cats.